Hi guys, today I'm here with Eyes Wide Open. I'm Tarja and welcome to Metal Sock Finland. How are you doing today?
We're fine, thanks.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
So, and you?
I'm perfectly fine, really. Waiting for the summer, let's say.
Yeah,
me too. Listen, before we start, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Christopher, playing guitar.
Yeah. And I'm Carl, drummer.
And I'm Jasper, playing the bass.
Okay, great. So, Eyes Wide Open was formed in 2011. And in less than 2 years, you gathered a huge following and 15 fan clubs all over the world. How did you do that?
Well, it was hard work, actually. Yeah. Also, we were very motivated just from the start.
So yeah. First of all, you were playing, only in Sweden and maybe in Scandinavia. Of course, internet is a great help of reaching people out there. But to have 15 fan clubs all over the world, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of computer time and we chat with a lot of persons. And when you get to know persons, they get involved and they spend time with like fan clubs and so on and do promotion, and that's the way we find new followers and get new fans and so on. So it's a lot thanks to them.
Facebook has been
That's true. And in your case, we can say that internet has been a very good thing. Old school bands years back, they didn't have this benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. It's a major platform for us to evolve as a band.
Yeah, okay. It's the best and the worst thing for musicians.
Yeah, true story.
I was going to say that there are pros and cons, of course, as is in everything. But listen, talking about your band name, Eyes Wide Open, is it telling about your relation towards music or life in generally?
I think we had a lot of discussions regarding band names, and we had some things that we would like to share and to get the listeners involved in. We don't want to make any opinion buildings and give our thoughts. It's more for the people to think for themselves and find their own truth. That's I think what's the band name is all about. To like interpretate songs in their own ways and
to get the best out of it, let's say.
Yeah, they get their own minds about things.
Yeah, good. And what are your musical influences?
Yeah, I think we have five different listening tastes.
Okay, but, good. Let me hear them.
I think it's all from, like the Eyes Wide Open style is, more the melodic death metal style, but I think we listen to all kinds of music. But I think that's the bass that every five people like. So, say about Carl, you listen to it.
it's so different. It's from very electronic pop to like Slipknot.
Yeah.
So it's a wide variety of bands and genres.
I listened to Beatles when I drove here.
They are awesome. So it's a wide. It's a lot of different bands.
Yes. And maybe it's also the good point. I mean, when you are later on we will talk about the songwriting and that kind of stuff. So maybe it gives you more eyes wide open, let's say. Also in that way. So
exactly.
So you can take all the best of many genres and many styles of music. So that's good.
For sure.
Yes. And what are your best qualities music-wise? The strong points.
I think that we are good to create songs that are good songs and not so much to create songs with like just awesome drums or just awesome guitars or awesome bass or awesome vocals. It's like I think we have a quite good listening ear to hear what's good for this song and what feels right for the song.
Yeah.
And I think most of us have all of us have that quality, so we can hear when like this is really not so good or this is really good.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't really care about, you know, if it's hard to play this part, or, well, this is cool because it sounds so metal, or something like that. It's more like making good songs, as Paul said.
And still, we still think it's fun to play music.
Yeah, well, so, still, well, you are young. I mean, you should feel this enjoy of going on stage and play your music. That's good. You know, if you hadn't. I mean, that could be a short trip, but sure. Looking the things as your band name says, Ice Wonder. I'm now stick to this one. You can look the music from the different angles, and that makes it interesting. That's for sure. Your first full length, Aftermath, came out at the end of 2013. In two words, how would you describe the album?
Oh, good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's it all.
Yeah, okay, good. That's a short and very, very, very good description. Yeah. Good. But in generally talking about the lyrics, how are you organizing songwriting? I mean, what are the topics that you like to handle in songs, and how you do it, all together or in groups or individually?
Mainly it's Patrick who writes the
topics. Patrick isn't there tonight?
No, sadly not. But he is the main writer when it comes to lyrics.
Okay.
I think it's much taken from his own life and his own experience, and he takes that to the songs. And then I think he's not a person that likes to talk exactly about what the lyric tells about. It's more like he wants you to build your own opinion and stuff like that. But okay. We have some theme songs also, that some are from video games and so on, like Oxtie from FNAF. It's about a video game.
Okay, and then he comes with the lyrics, and then you guys start to do the riffs and drummings and whatever.
Yeah, it mostly starts with me and Eric, the other guitar player, starting to write the song, and then the other guys come in and change some parts, and then Patrick comes and, put the vocals on, the lyrics. And it's always different, but that's
the way normally it goes. So you, while doing, starting to do the riffs and everything, so you have already a theme in mind about the song, or how you do it, or it comes later on?
Sometimes we have. I know on some songs on Aftermath, when we made, the demo track and sent it to Patrick, I think we named it in a feeling that we felt the song. We're feeling this feeling when playing this song, listening to the song. Okay. And then he took it and made his song from there.
Yeah, okay, great. Last year you signed the management deal with EAM Agentur. What can you tell me about it? I mean, the experiences and, in generally, how important it is to a young band to have a good management or a booking agency, or is it very important to have the label first?
It's very important to have not a label, but
an agency.
And we started with a Swedish, we had one for just Sweden. And then on the first years, we just played in Sweden. And when we got in contact with Rob first,
I think. Yeah, I think it was Rob first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we got the Aftermath tour. Then it opened a new area.
It opened many new doors. So it's perfect for a band in our size. And Frank, our manager, is perfect. He's so awesome. Big thanks to him.
Yeah, because many times I hear bands saying we must find the label because otherwise we can't release the album. But then I guess that in these later years, lately, it has been changing towards the management and the booking itself.
The main reason to, today with the internet, it's the best and the worst thing for artists. It's the best thing in the area where you can do a lot of yourself, you can get in contact with a lot of person and so on. But the worst thing is that everyone else is also doing it, so they won't care about you.
Yeah.
And that's when we see a lot of, because the music industry is so different today from like 10 years ago, so today, but it's still the same persons and they still have contact. So you need to come in contact with the persons that are like running in the show and are in the top of the in the business.
Yeah.
In the real the real business, not like.
So we were really lucky to find the EAM.
Yeah.
We're glad we have some.
Okay.
The main thing, I think, for the other brands that hasn't find their agency yet, I think it's the most important thing is to find the person that really believes in you and believes in your music.
You are right.
It works, you know, over many years. Not that means to have, you know, shows after show directly when signed. More to work and to get it big and a long time.
Yeah, that's true. A good point. Yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned already that about this first ever European tour to support your album Aftermath.
Yeah,
I know it's nearly useless to ask, but I ask anyhow. How was this first Europe experience for you?
It was great.
It was awesome when we took the ferry from the south of Sweden to Germany for the first date. When we arrived to the first gig in Germany, it felt like we were kings. So started really good, and it only got better. So.
That's it. And that the best memories. I mean, I'm sure that all the tour was great, but something special that you would like to tell me?
It was Sweden Rock.
Yeah, for sure.
For me,
we ended the tour with the Sweden Rock Festival, and it was, I think, our best gig to this date.
Yeah,
perfect. We didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, so. Maybe it's better. I mean, if you go there with the expectations, you may lose the spirit. But going there without expecting or knowing what to expect, it's maybe the best possible way to do it.
Yeah, we expected kind of small scene, but when we came there, we just like, oh shit, is this the stage where we're going to play?
Yeah, that's true. But next time you know. So you need to think it a different way. Okay, great. And then at the beginning of February this year, you announced the signing with Cuts and Stitches, the clothing brand for the heart of Göteborg, Sweden.
Yeah.
The question, how important is the stage image for you? I mean, how you came up to this choice? I mean, dirty tie suit outfit or something, or maybe it changes, I don't know, but the pictures that I have seen, you are a bit dirty, but anyhow, with the tie and with the suit. So how important is it to how you show up on stage?
I think we have changed some. During the years, this is from the music video New World Order, the latest we released.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and it's like describing what the song is about, I think. So, everyone should check it out.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I have already. That's great.
The shirts fit the music video and the song.
Yeah.
So that's why, and after that, we have. Used it, but in the future, who knows? Who knows?
Maybe it changed. I mean, on every tour, we will see you in different clothes. I don't know.
Exactly.
We will see. But how important is it for you to have a certain image on stage?
I think it's pretty important to at least to stick out a little bit from the rest. You know, the main theme for most of the bands is like, you know, just coming up in a band shirts or something like that. So, and that's what we have done for also many years. But
And I think it's very important when you go on stage that you like what you are wearing, so you don't standing there in something that you don't feel like
uncomfortable.
It's not me.
That it tells something about you and your music. So that's cool. And
it's also for the people in the crowd, because you want everyone in the crowd to feel when they see our gig, it's like, oh damn, this is good. And that's a lot of, it's depending on how you look on stage, the lighting, the sound, everything.
Yeah.
It's like the combined experience for the people in the crowd that's important. So what you're wearing is important, but the overall picture of like the stage and the show, that's the most important.
Yeah, like the whole package, I mean.
Yeah, and movement and everything. So
It feels like the visual is almost half of the live show.
Yeah.
Great. And then just a couple of days ago, in fact, you announced a deal with Kemper Amps.
Yeah,
your guitarist, I mean, Christopher and Eric, who is not there tonight. So tell me about this. How does it feel to have this?
It feels really awesome. It actually was when we recorded Aftermath, our producer, Gustav Idenius, told us about this amps, and we were like, oh, cool, we got to check this out. So we talked with Cam Graham here. We got a deal from them. I think it was actually 1 year ago or something like that. But we haven't announced it yet because we wanted they wanted us to try them out and use them for a while.
Yeah.
But they are really awesome.
Okay.
Best amps I ever tried.
Great. Something else you want to add on this?
Yeah. We just had a new sponsor, and you can get the first hand.
Oh yes. Cool.
Information.
Okay, please tell me everything.
Yeah, we have started a deal with ToonTrack, that is a software.
Oh yes.
Software developer for digital drums. So we are going to use that in the production of our next album.
Oh, yeah. Congrats!
I think most musicians have heard of Drum Kit from Hell.
Drum Kit from Hell, is a drummer.
Yeah,
that's so great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. Good. Thank you for this first-hand information.
I feel honored.
I feel honored.
Exclusively.
Yes. Listen, then I have some fresh news about you. That you have been confirmed to support Hatebreed on their shows in Russia and Ukraine. So, now tell me, how does it feel? Because I personally love that band. So how you are going to prepare to these dates?
Oh, that's awesome.
I suppose we
thought about it, and it's great, of course.
Yeah.
So we will see.
So it will start next month?
Yeah, it will be, I think, some days in the end of March.
So you will play there basically Aftermath or new stuff?
I think it will be Aftermath and some from Revelations also.
Okay, great.
Not any new stuff right now, but in the future. Yeah.
Yes, I hope so, because I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I hope to come to Italy also. So
they're working on it. Guys.
Frank hasn't forgotten Italy, so.
Okay. Listen, so you, in your biography, you have used this phrase, where do we go from here? So I will ask you, where do you go from here? So the next plans, maybe an album or more touring?
It's more touring this year. Songwriting and touring is 2015 will be probably.
New videos, maybe?
Yeah, I think so also. Not any plan right now, but I think it will. And then we will try to write songs for the next album that we will hopefully record in the beginning of 2016.
Okay, cool.
So it's not anything that has been decided yet.
Yeah, this upcoming summer season and the festivals and touring and everything. So you just go on stage and enjoy yourself, and then afterwards you will sit down and think, okay, next album or next video, whatever. Good. Listen, our time has run out, but the last question and the word is yours. What are your greetings to your fans and to Metal Shock Finland readers?
I think a big thank you course, to everyone who listens to us and support us. Okay. You mean the world to us, so yeah.
Yeah, we really hope to get some shows in Finland this year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope
we,
so.
We,
and also
we are
in Italy.
To go there.
Yes,
yeah.
And also in Italy, because I'm living in Italy, hey? Don't forget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
so
good.
So, Rob, you heard that? Yeah.
Yeah. And so now you can say something, the greeting is also på svenska. Du kan tala på svenska.
Okay.
Vi är Spire Open och tack för att ni lyssnar på oss.
Yeah.
And vi tackar ni också. We hope to see you soon on road.
Yeah,
yeah.
For okay. Sure.
Okay. Have a nice, very nice evening and ha det så bra.
Thank you so much. And you too.
Okay. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.